Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we are looking at some of the sacrifices that have been made by women to part with their husbands due to the economic situation facing the country. We're looking at a young woman, Rugare Chuma, who says she had to leave her husband in South Africa to go back to Zimbabwe to pursue studies while her husband continued to make a living in South Africa for the family. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Rugare Chuma.
Thank you.
Rugare, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you doing day to day as a young woman in Zimbabwe, looking at the state of the economy and everything else that's going on?
At the moment, I'm a student at Queen's University, so I'm getting my honors degree in information systems. The economy is down, as you know, but we're just trying to keep up, maybe by studying, we like invest in it so that maybe later you can use it.
What are some of the major challenges that you're facing as a young woman trying to make it in this type of economy at the moment?
It's hard to get by, really. Like, financially, everything is down, and as you know, this economy, right, there are no jobs. You can't say, like, oh, I'm a part-time student, so maybe let me try to, you know, hustle around, get a job or something. Things are just tight. So the economy is really bad. So it's affecting everyone, even males, but more so it's affecting women, because, like, many women are still dependent.
How old is your child, and what are you doing to supplement your income? You say that you're a part-time student.
My daughter is 4. To supplement, I'm kind of selling some stuff at college as well, living at home. And I've also got my husband. Yeah, he's not working in Zimbabwe, he's in South Africa, so at least he sustains us.
And how difficult is it for you? You seem like a very young lady, for your husband to go and work in South Africa while you're stationed in Zimbabwe with the child. How is that playing up, especially on your relationship as a family?
Believe me, that it's really bad. Every day you go through this, you know, long distance relationship has never been good to anyone, but we get by. We just try to survive. Like, just look at the bigger picture. Like, he's working and I have to study and we have to do the picture. So we just kind of reach a consensus that we just agree, like, well, there's no option.
How long was it before you and your husband actually decided that he would go and work in South Africa and you'd stay in Zimbabwe?
So far, we've been married for 5 years. And we were staying together there in South Africa. So I decided, like, you know, it's better to just stick around and not do anything. So I came back so that I pursue my studies. So I left there, like, around 2012, end of 2012. That's when I came back. So last year, this year, I've been studying. So he came back sometime this year so that at least he may try it, maybe to find something here. Stayed for, like, 6 months. It was really bad that we were failing even to get, like, food, just the basics. So we decided, like, it doesn't work that he'd be here, and maybe we would actually fail to be together anyway, because we'll all be angry, you know, like, when you don't have food, you know, an angry person is an angry person. So we just decided that he just go back and at least try to sustain us somehow.
And what type of work does he do?
Academically, he was trained to be an auto electrician, but now he's driving trucks, because, like, he's got class 2 driver's license. So, yeah, that's how it is.
How do you keep the fire burning as a young couple?
By phone. Like, now you're talking to me and you're in the States. Yeah, that's how we keep it. That's how it's working. We just talk almost maybe after every 2 days, 3 days, or even a week, you know. But it's bad. It's just bad. But, hey.
And also, we've seen that you are not the only couple in Zimbabwe that is going through such a situation where the husband had to migrate to be able to fend for the family. Do you have some kind of support group that you have to help you cope? Do you have other women that have a similar situation to yourself, or how do you cope?
I've got a very big support system, like, from the family. My family is very supportive, but, like, having other people to talk to about, no, I do know some ladies who got their husband working, because, like, seems like many people here, it's like that. But if you talk to them and hear their side of the story, you actually won't even like to be among them, because it's pretty negative. Like, there are always issues. So you try not to talk about it so that at least you can maintain some state of neutrality or something.
What word of advice would you have for other young couples who are in the same situation as yourself?
Well, I will simply say, try to be as busy as you can so that at least you won't get to think about everything. And don't blame anyone. Just try to work your way out of something than just saying the government this, the government that. Because really, no matter how much you blame them, nothing will just come through. So the best way is be sober-minded and wake your way. Just wake your way.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Rugare Chuma, a young woman who was recounting her experience in which she had to leave her husband in South Africa while she trekked back to Zimbabwe to pursue studies so that they both can have a brighter future.
Thank you so much.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.